All right, our next presenter is Mary Ann Horan. Mary Ann Horan, Manager of Epidemiology, is responsible for overseeing the infection control program at Long Island Jewish Medical Center, which is part of the North Shore Long Island Jewish Health System. The program utilizes a systematic approach for surveillance, prevention, and control of infection in patients, healthcare workers, and visitors. Involvement in community health programs has increased community knowledge of infection reduction measures, such as the value of vaccination, hand hygiene, and infection-specific measures to reduce the risks of infection. Mary Ann Horan, a registered nurse with a BSN from Adelphi University, and certification in infection control hospital epidemiology by the Certification Board for Infection Control, is a current member of the Association for Professionals in Infection Control and serves as an expert in infection prevention and control to the North Shore Long Island Jewish Health System.
Good morning, everybody. My presentation will illustrate some of the challenges faced by my institution during the H1N1 outbreak last spring and how we were able to utilize emergency preparedness systems to be able to look at the surge that occurred in our institution. I'd also like to acknowledge the authors here. Jane Grinko actually is the epidemiologist who did a lot of the data analysis. She wasn't able to be here today, but she made this presentation possible. Okay, I just want to say I have no financial relationships and nothing to disclose with any interest relative to this presentation. Okay, Cohen Children's Medical Center is our pediatric hospital, which was formerly called Schneider Children's Hospital. You will see some of the slides presenting in here with that name on it as well. During the time of this pediatric surge of patients with ILI, Cohen Children's Medical Center was kind of at the epicenter of what happened in New York City. And as I said, it's part of the North Shore LJ Health System. There are 11 hospitals within the system. You see that we cover a lot of Long Island and some of Queens and Staten Island. The pediatric population is greatly served by Cohen's Children's Hospital. We have a 160-bed hospital with a pediatric emergency room and a level one pediatric trauma center. The location of Cohen's Children's Hospital with Long Island Jewish, as we're on Long Island, but we have a big contingency of patients who come from New York City as well as Long Island. 8 million people in the city and 3 million on Long Island is very often is something we have to look at for the risk of infectious diseases spreading out through New York City. Our proximity to two major airports also many times puts us at a point where we have to be worrying about influx of any infectious diseases, and we look to our emergency management structure a lot to help us assess the ongoing threat. Okay. So the North Shore LJ Health System's emergency management structure supports all the hospitals in the health system and rely on them to give us overall data and assess the situations within our hospital and outside of the hospital within the health system. This is the structure that exists to look at our emergency management system. Okay. Through our health system emergency management response, we have developed this biological response plan so that we can activate any resources that are necessary within the hospital, but also with our neighboring hospitals within the health system. So what had gone on when we had this this outbreak, we were very rapidly moved from level green to level orange. We kind of jumped over the other two phases, and we had patients immediately in our health system and directly admitted and assessed at LIJ and Cohen Children's Medical Center. Okay, so in the spring of 2009, the first experience of what we then called swine flu, or H1N1, was seen in March in Mexico, and then was quickly identified in California and Texas by mid-April. On Friday, April 24th, the date I will never forget in my job as an infection control nurse, the pediatric emergency room began to see children with flu-like illnesses. When the numbers began to increase, the emergency department actually alerted our emergency management system to look if there was any other issues that we had to address as far as for that surge. Okay. During the first 24 hours at Long Island Jewish, we have an adult and a pediatric emergency department. The surge was seen primarily in the pediatric population. We did have a handful of adults that also came in that had relations to the children who were involved in this outbreak. In the first 24 hours, a school nurse in a private school that was in Queens, which is about 10 miles from Cohen Children's Medical Center. She realized that a large number of students were out sick within that first day. Knowing that the private school had actually several hundred students who actually traveled to Mexico the preceding week when there was a school break, she contacted the Department of Health in New York City to try to help to have them help assess what was going on with these patients and if there was a concern. That information was channeled out through New York City Department of Health through the emergency management plan to alert emergency rooms that there was a possibility of an influx of these children. Public health communication is very, very important. We work quickly with New York City and New York State Department of Health. The CDC actually, within the first few days of us having ILI symptom patients, came to the hospital and did actually some serology testing because they wanted to get a jump on what these strains were and identifying if it was the same as what they saw in Mexico. This is showing you a map of Long Island. The school that we're talking about was a private parochial school that has over 4,000 students. Rapidly spreading through this school, as we mentioned, was a concern, and especially with the public being very concerned of what was going on in Mexico. The four hospitals in our health system surrounding it, North Shore University, Long Island Jewish, where Cohen's Children's Hospital is on the same campus, Franklin Hospital and Forest Hills. All of these facilities saw a surge in patients with ILI over the following weeks to this event. Quickly on Saturday, between Friday evening to Saturday, we knew that we were looking at, we thought, a flu event, and we were very concerned that we wanted to be sure that we could cohort these patients and keep them away from the general public. Some of the things that we put in place were segregating these patients from the rest of the ED. Fortunately, in our emergency room, we actually do have a negative pressure area room that we put these patients to. Although we weren't sure what we were dealing with at that point, we wanted to segregate them as quickly as possible. And quickly, we had to move to finding alternative sites to triage these patients. Okay, so in our emergency room, we were sure to put out tissues. We had surgical masks. As soon as a patient came in, they were triaged at the front desk, and we assessed them immediately to at least wear a mask until a physician could look at them to triage what their issues were. And alcohol and hand gel was everywhere in the emergency department, and increased environmental cleaning to make sure that we don't have transmission spread from one to the other. Okay. The public perception of swine flu was more the panic than actually the symptoms of these children coming in. Many of them were really well. They did have some mild symptoms. But the worried well, as well as their parents and their siblings, were the population that we saw. And the concern was to de-escalate the panic in those families by some education and helping them allay their fears that there is a bigger issue than we felt at the time. Again, in the first few days, we were concerned that there were some deaths in Mexico, and certainly parents were worried and wanted to bring everybody in their family to be assessed, whether they were sick or not, which caused a real challenge for us. Okay. Communication with the public became one of our biggest concerns, and we have now moved to also doing a lot more public education commentaries through our health system education web-based systems. This is still a challenge, and even the states and city health departments, as the situations were changing, gave us daily updates, but it was a little bit difficult to try to keep ahead of the curve of what we were facing. Okay. This is our incident command center. The first evening when we had the issues, this was open for emergency management. And quickly, within the next day, because we realized there was going to be an ongoing concern of the surge of these patients, the systems health operations department was utilized. A big thing that can help us beyond the scope of our hospital was when we needed to worry about supply chain issues, worrying about laboratory testing to be done, and those were things that had to be dealt with through our emergency management system. Okay. Through this system, we wanted to set up what we were seeing within the health system, and this shows you at the peak of our time with these patients from the end of April to May, what type of environment we were facing. You see Long Island Jewish is the fourth one listed there. Our total cases that presented to the ED just with ILI were over 3,000. That included the adult and the pediatric population. 70 to 75% of those cases were pediatrics. But these are all the hospitals in our health system that participated in this daily analysis. Schneider Children's Hospital, you see there at the bottom, which is what I refer to as Cohen. At the time, that was our name, and you see the total positive cases that resulted after all that testing. This was a copy of what we had to submit daily to the emergency management system so that they could accurately assess what was going on throughout the health system and within our hospital. Okay. In our emergency department, as I mentioned before, we had to look at an alternate site. This was actually our psychiatric evaluation area that we had to move those patients to a psychiatric hospital, which is also on campus, to do their initial triages because we wanted to keep those patients isolated. Okay. From April 24th to Memorial Day, we were able to handle the flu surge within our emergency department. But with our daily meetings with emergency management, we realized that this surge could not be maintained for a longer period of time. We certainly also wanted to make sure that the other emergency department patients were able to be evaluated and assessed rapidly. So this was an alternative care site that was actually set up within the Children's Hospital, excuse me, that actually was just closed. It was an atrium area. Emergency management came in with all their response materials and set up this area for triage of adult and pediatric patients. Okay. In addition, the beginning phases when everybody came in, we were concerned with doing influenza testing. Our laboratory received a grant from New York State Department of Health to begin to do PCR testing so that we could accurately assess not only that the patients had flu A, but that it was unsubtypable, which was originally called, and then progressed to H1N1. So within the first week after this surge, our laboratory system actually expanded their laboratory and virology department to assess additional need for the virology testing. Okay. This algorithm was created to actually help the physicians in the emergency room, but also everybody on the unit so that they can assess what we were looking at when we had these flu patients. Anybody that came in with ILI was placed on isolation immediately. They had a rapid influenza antigen test done. Unfortunately, we discovered with this strain of H1N1, the influenza antigen testing was not a sensitive enough test to always identify these cases. When we had a positive influenza antigen, the patient was isolated. We did follow-up PCR testing, and that information was also sent to the state to try to help them look at the virology of the PCR strains. But we discovered that many influenza antigen negative patients, we went on to find that they did have unsubtypable H1N1. Unsubtypal influenza, which eventually was discovered to be H1N1. So we actually changed our treatment algorithm in the hospital. Any patient that was placed in isolation required to remain in isolation until we had that PCR testing back, which put a tremendous strain on the laboratory systems. As I said, they ramped up their program. This shows you from April 24th until the first May 5th, the increase. We doubled and in some cases tripled our influenza testing. Because of course at first when everybody came in, the panic that ensued, everybody wanted to be tested. Later on we had to look at a triaging of who would be appropriate to test and who would be appropriate to discharge home with and treat them as you would without any pharmaceuticals, just as a normal flu. Patients admitted did get flu testing. Okay. In our health system, the initial surge lasted 3 months. Over 12,000 patients were evaluated in our emergency departments. Over 36,000 tests were performed. And out of that, you see the H1N1 positivity rate was 36%, and we identified over 1,000 patients. Okay. Cohen Children's Medical Center remained the epicenter for this until actually mid-summer. We had over 3,000 patients, as we said, assessed. 244 of those patients were confirmed, and 89 of those patients were admitted to the hospital. We also had to look at the pediatric population as concerned with other respiratory illnesses such as RSV, so that was something that we were also challenged with at the same time. Other management activities, Tamiflu prophylaxis, doing education for the patients who are not admitted, who are sent home. Okay, this is our education last year for our employees. We had a screensaver websites called Flu Fighters to encourage employee health services to be vaccinated. We had a very successful vaccine campaign last year. I don't know if everybody realizes New York State did have a mandatory vaccination program for all healthcare workers, which certainly helped. We reached 84%. Towards the end when we lost, we didn't have enough vaccine, they actually rescinded that plan, but we did have a very, very high percentage of people who were vaccinated. Okay. This year, a part of our programs are to use Twitter and Facebook to educate the community, which is very, very important so that we can hopefully spread the education. And partnering with the Department of Health, that's we are hoping to continue that in the future. And that's it. The summary of we were able to look at Department of Health work and community education, hopefully in the future, to decrease this. Thank you.